So it's really good to be home. I want to thank, first of all, the people of the 1st Congressional District for their confidence in me and the agenda we have consistently put forward. And it looks like a resounding victory this evening. I want to thank the tireless volunteers. I want to thank the campaign team that worked so hard to make this night possible. It's important to remind all that so much of my heritage is right in this neighborhood. This is just a couple of blocks from where my grandparents settled and where the Springfield Boys Club is located. They were on Congress Street, they were on Essex Street, and they were on Taylor Street and High Street. I've lived my entire life in this district, and standing in front of you again tonight, representing Central and Western Massachusetts, has been the privilege of a lifetime. I took my first train ride from here in 1960 after we won the Daily News tournament to Yankee Stadium to watch them play the Boston Red Sox. For decades, Union Station was the hub of activity in Western Massachusetts and a gateway to New England. It was where the greatest generation left. It's where they defended our country in World War II. And we remember tonight those that never made the return trip. But not long after I took that train, the station closed and it fell into disrepair. That's why right here under this clock, in 1977, I announced my first campaign for the Springfield City Council. With a commitment to restore Union Station. When I became the mayor of Springfield, I made sure that the city took ownership of Union Station. And when I got elected to Congress, through the years until the grand reopening in June of 2017, everybody knows the effort that I made to secure nearly $100 million that reopened this station. I delivered, and my intention is to keep delivering. I want to say something tonight. I won tonight again with working class Democrats. And it was those union men and women who helped to redevelop this building, and they stayed with me as they have for all of these years. Union Station is an example of the following truth: government can change lives. I believe in that truth because I've lived it when my parents passed. My aunt and my grandmother raised my sisters and myself, and the only reason we stayed afloat was the genius of Mr. Roosevelt's Social Security Survivors Benefit Initiative. I worked my way through college as a commuter. It was and has been a steep climb. But that climb inspired me to make sure that opportunity is available to everyone in our country who reaches for it, to make America a place where no one is to be forgotten and no one is to be left behind. And that's why I am in public service. Or as my friend Barney Frank said, government is simply the name we give to things we choose to do together. And together we have delivered for Central and Western Massachusetts. I helped to write the Affordable Care Act. I helped to write the Affordable Care Act, and now we need to continue to working to expand it, making sure that universal health care is there for all members of the American family. We need to expand the earned income tax credit to provide direct support for people who go to work every day. And I intend to continue my efforts to invest and expand East-West Rail. In the last few months, I helped to write the CARES Act, which delivered $1.2 billion in aid to the people of Western Massachusetts, and where 10,400 small businesses have taken advantage of the CARES Act in our communities. I've delivered again, and I'm really proud of it. A reminder of that simple axiom, government can and does change lives. Now, let us look forward. We must bring this pandemic under control and pass legislation that rescues the health and prosperity of this country. We will put legislative action behind the powerful words of the recognition of racial and economic disparities that still confront America. We must address concentrated wealth in this country and level the playing field for everyone so that equal opportunity for success, and not just for the wealthy amongst us. I will, till the last breath in me, defend Social Security. And what Medicare means to all of the families here in Western and Central Massachusetts, as well as Medicaid. We will see a Green Act passed by the Senate, and into law, it will be signed by President Biden. This will be the most assertive investment in renewable energy in American history. It's time for bold investment in infrastructure. It's been decades since we made the necessary investments in our bridges, airports, roads, rail, reliable broadband service, and to recognize that there are even places in America still that don't have safe tap water. Major investments in these essential arteries are long overdue, and now is the perfect time to invest in our communities. And finally, I intend to continue my efforts. I spoke to Senator Warren about it tonight, to make sure that commuter rail from Boston to Worcester to Springfield to Pittsfield becomes a reality for all of us. I'm going to keep on delivering, and I believe, as I said repeatedly during this campaign, it's legislation that changes our lives. Brick by brick and person by person, we build stronger, more vibrant, more just communities. Remember that through these years and the generations, as we strive to reach our potential will always expand. So let me thank the people of the 1st Congressional District again tonight, and I want to thank the people of Holyoke, Massachusetts tonight for giving me a victory. The breadth of this victory is substantial, and I intend in the next 2 years to put it to good use. Thank you all very much.